This is Glenn Houser with the World of Radio, 1979. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 25th, Alaska, Argentina, Asia, Australia, Bulgaria, Colombia, Cuba, France, Hawaii, International, Ireland, Korea North, Mongolia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Oman, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Turkey, USA, Venezuela, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, in the NASPA flash sheet, Vince Henley in Washington reports hearing the English broadcast from KNLS Alaska, April 20th, around 1430 UT on 9580. An excellent signal for him, including an SWL talk by Carl Mann. I believe he recorded a bunch of these many, many years ago, and they're rerunning them over and over. This reminds me that I don't believe I've conveyed the entire English schedule of KNLS Alaska for the current season. So here it is from their website. On transmitter 1, these are 1 hour each, at 08 on 9695, at 10, 9580, at 12, 9795, and at 14, 9580 again. While transmitter 2 has only one English broadcast at the same time as number 1 at 12 UT, on 7355. And that was on a Saturday, in case that's significant, when Carl Mann's talks appear. A story titled Argentina's Media Crisis from El Ciudadano of April 18th via Arnaldo Slein of the GRA via the Arctic Radio Club says that Radio El Mundo has closed and fired all its 60 employees. The management has returned the license for AM 1070 to ENACOM and sent notices to all workers that they are no longer needed. Of course, Radio El Mundo was one of the major AM stations in Argentina. It has been listed with 25 kilowatts day, 2.5 at night. The story goes on to say that the owner of the station currently is the Disney Group, which decided to close it down. The labor union is looking for a reprieve. The article concludes, Radio America has closed and Radio Rivadavia went bankrupt. The government does nothing to improve the situation in these difficult economic times. The Rich D'Angelo NASPA latest press release from Radio Free Asia, which we file under Asia Non, about its latest QSL. It's Radio Pioneer QSL, the fifth design in this particular series, honoring Lee DeForest, 1873 to 1961, the American inventor with over 180 patents, who described himself as the father of radio. RFA confirms all accurate reception reports by mailing a QSL card to the listener, but reception reports may be filed at their online form, which is techweb.rfa.org, or by email qsl@rfa.org. Unique Radio Australia should be back on the air now after a break, including all the previously scheduled World of Radio times on 5045 USB. Furthermore, Aussie Tim Gaynor says he has another series of broadcasts via WINB in Pennsylvania starting April 30th. He doesn't say what the programs are in particular. They're all on AM this time, 9265, the wobbly transmitter. The times are Tuesdays 21 to 21:30 UT, Fridays 18 to 19, and Saturdays 17:30 until 18. Although I myself have not been able to hear an ID, I am still hearing a signal detecting some music or talk from what amounts to Columbia's almost only shortwave station. It's on 2940.132, a slightly off-frequency second harmonic of 1470. HJNT, Radio Huellas, HUELLAS, in Cali, Colombia. I last heard it around 06 UT, April 23rd, but of course the summer storm noise level is getting worse and worse. If you find a quiet occasion and you have plenty of antenna gain, you may be able to hear this one. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. This week, I found them on a new frequency, 5900, April 22nd at 0541, which proved to be a leapfrog mixing product of 6100 over 6000, even another 100 kilohertz lower. When this happens, you know those two originating transmitters must be at the same site. This is, however, contrary to the latest info we have coming out of RHC and also via Ivo Ivanov, that 6000 is a different transmitter site, Kivikan, than 6100 Bauta. But now, at least on this occasion, they must have swapped transmitters at one or the other, so they were both coming out of the same facility. Of course, running as many as four transmitters at once on the 6 MHz band produces all kinds of mixing product possibilities. April 23rd at 0250, I was surprised to find a strong 20 over 9 signal in Spanish on 5980 discussing baseball, which is a staple of Radio Martí, but it was not parallel to the existing frequencies of Radio Martí, 6030, 7335, or 7365. So then I wondered, could it be Havana itself, or even WRMI on a new frequency? No parallels there either. They soon changed to another topic, the Cannes Film Festival in France. Just before 03 UT, we found out what it really was. It was the Monday through Friday newscast on Radio TV Martí, Radio Televisión Martí, the soundtrack from that, which is different from what's on Radio Martí. They've just started broadcasting that on shortwave. I soon found a notice about this on the Martí Noticias website, confirming that I had heard it on its very first occasion. In fact, it is a five-hour schedule starting Monday through Friday at 22 UT and ending at 03 UT the following day. There was no jamming audible on the first night, but they had found it by the next night. Also, I heard an intriguing mention of a secure website to access Radio TV Martí anywhere in the world, such as Cuba, if you erase your history when you're finished. But I could not copy that, Earl. I wonder if anyone has it. Unfortunately, this new broadcast blots out any chance of hearing Radio Chasqui in Peru, 5980, if it's still active. It had been signing off, I think, around midnight UT. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reported a new clandestine broadcast via France starting April 15th, brokered by Radio Miami International, 17 to 1730 UT on 13660 on an antenna beam southeastward toward East Africa. But the name of this station or service was unknown. I checked the Alki NDXC list, it also had it in there, and thought the language would be Kirundi. And IB also has this as an unknown station. There are differing days of the week mentioned, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, according to Ivo. So I asked Jeff White about it, and he explains, this is the same program we have to West Africa at 1930, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, on 11860. 13660 goes out at 17 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to East Africa. It's the Alameda Bible Fellowship, the same program various times per week from Okeechobee to other targets in English and Spanish. He doesn't say what the languages are used for this service to Africa, however. So anyhow, it's not really clandestine. WWVH has now started a new hourly announcement about some U.S. military exercise. I heard it at 50 minutes past 12 UT, April 24th, on 5,000 and 10,000 kilohertz, with interference, of course, from WWV, and also some intruder in Spanish on 10 megahertz. And I noticed WWVH is still announcing its phone number, such as at 1252, implying, why are you trying to hear us on a shortwave radio? By the way, many years ago, I offered to provide a daily hot DX tip during a minute on WWV, but they weren't interested. Mike Terry reminds us that International Marconi Day celebrates the huge part Guglielmo Marconi played in the invention of radio, a 24-hour amateur radio event held annually to celebrate his birth on 25 April 1874, but it's held on the Saturday closest to then. This year it's on 27 April. The purpose is for hams from around the world to make contact with historic Marconi sites using communication techniques similar to those used by Marconi himself. I wonder if this includes SparkGap. This info apparently came from a website based on amateur call signs in the UK. Golf X-ray 4, Charlie Romeo Charlie.com, / Golf Bravo 4, India Mike Delta. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington says, originally RTE Longwave in Ireland 252 kHz was to close this June, but RTE was then hoping to be able to broadcast on DAB in the UK. So now the news as of April 25th from Hildegard.ie via wireless on Flirt FM on Twitter is that Longwave 252 will continue for two more years after an antenna upgrade. The UK regulator Ofcom would not grant RTE as a non-UK broadcaster the necessary license to broadcast on digital in the UK at this time. Now RTE has decided to undertake significant remedial work on transmission equipment, which will guarantee the continuance of the long-wave service for a minimum of 2 years. Antenna upgrade requires bespoke manufacturing from a specialist supplier in Canada, and delivery of this is expected by mid-September. The mast is 248 meters high in a high-risk work environment. Weather and wind speeds will determine the commencement and duration of the work. Unfortunately, once this starts, the long-wave service will have to be temporarily suspended for approximately 10 weeks. On Thursday, April 25th, after 13 UT, I was able to hear Seabreeze, Shokaze, JSR, Japan, the broadcast in English on Thursdays only. At least I think it was, because reception was barely audible. Now on the two frequencies in use, 6070 and 5920. The 16 UT broadcast, according to Ivo Ivanov, has interference on both its frequencies, 5935, because Tibet is also on there, and 6165 with CRI in Turkish from East Turkestan. Dan Sheedy and Ron Howard in California and Rick Barton in Arizona have also noted some intermittent jamming on 6070 at 13. The Voice of Mongolia external service is quite exotic for most of us, but even more so what's left of their domestic service on shortwave. Ron Howard reports this on 7260, Mongolian Radio Program 3, which is a relay of their FM 100.9, better than normal reception. April 23rd, Tuesday at 11:48, they had a program called Radio Karaoke Entertainment in vernacular, a phone call-in program with the callers singing, some with the station's background music or just the caller and no music at all. It's about time for the mighty farty KBC to make its regular summer frequency change to the 31-meter band for the weekly broadcast to North America, UT Sunday from midnight to 02. Of course, they have been on 5960, but the summer frequency via Germany is normally 9925, starting in May. Although I see someone heard them announce what he thought was 9945, so check that if you don't hear them on 25. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1979. A non-commercial program also providing the non-commercial website worldofradio.com and publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Arnold Heils in Luxembourg. He says, I have to listen several times to get all the info since English is not my mother tongue, and he listens to WRN via Astra 18 degrees east. He can also receive WRMI. Thanks for sending some Euro notes. Where I see the Ukugbanai is still on the map. Evidently in response to my advisory about the off-frequency Brazilian above 9630, I found Radio New Zealand International had changed frequency to 9700 as of April 22 for the 05 to 07 UT broadcast, which puts a very good signal into North America. There still could be a collision problem with Romania in German at 6 to 6:30, although not audible here. Further monitoring of 9620, the new frequency of Radio Sultanate of Oman, replacing 15140, as we reported last week, but encountering considerable co-channel interference from other stations already on 9620, India, Iran, and Turkey. The English broadcast, anyway, has been confirmed at 14 UT, as heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain on April 24th, although it did not start until 1408. He was only getting slight interference from India also on that frequency. But how long does 9620 stay on? Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports, as of April 24th, it was still going after 2200 in Arabic, a very good signal, probably until 0200 UT instead of several registered frequencies, 9740, 15355, 9500, or 9650. South Carolina and on, it seems that Brother Hysterical was missing from Bulgarian transmissions for a while, but came back later. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found a new frequency 6055 starting at 20 UT and assumed it continued until 0300, replacing 5900. However, actually monitoring here, by 0250 they were back on 5900 and not 6055, continuing past 0300. So we're not sure when they change frequencies. Strangely enough, the supposedly updated Overcomer Ministry website, showing shortwave scheduling, lists 6005, which I suspect is a typo for 6055. The Easter carnage in Sri Lanka had Walt Salmaniv and the rest of us hoping that Victor Gunatilika was okay. And yes, word came from his Facebook, this message: "My friends all over the world, my family is safe. However, we are all very sad about these acts of terror. Thanks for all the calls and concerns. Wish our country well. Thank you." Mike Berikloff forwarded that from Victor G's public profile on Facebook. I heard the domestic service frequency from Sudan Radio Omdurman, 7205. April 19th at 0320 with singing and drumming and some Arabic talk about Sudan. No doubt under new management. Beware, there could be an overlap by other stations according to certain listings from East Turkestan. Before 0300, that is, if Sudan is really starting as early as 0210. The voice of Turkey's North American service in English has been extremely unreliable, supposed to be on 9830 at 22 to 23 UT. On April 19th, halfway through that hour, I found no signal at all, even though Greece was booming in on 9420. On April 22nd, 7 minutes after 22, again, no signal from VOT in English. However, rechecked at 2343, now it's on with Turkish songs, and closing in German at 2351. That's a broadcast which is not supposed to be on shortwave at all. So, I'm guessing the sloppy raider at Emmerler thinks they're supposed to run 9830 at 23 to 24 UT, with whatever program is coming over the feed from Ankara instead of an hour earlier, perhaps confused about summer timing. But on April 23rd at 2242, again, no signal during the English hour, and this time, no German either. Do any other Voice of Turkey broadcasts have this dismal track record, or is it just a middle-of-the-night thing at Emmerlair? Last year, someone suggested that instead of professional operators, TRT was employing kids from the neighborhood for this task. No kidding. Whoopee, April 24th, halfway past 22, 9830 was back on in English, and no German after 23. Continued from Hawaii, we have now reached the conterminous U.S. for more about the WWV and HDOD Mars broadcasts from Richard Langley. He was hearing this April 20th at 2210 UT on WWV 10 megahertz. He says this announcement is for the upcoming Wisconsin Army National Guard exercise, SIMCOM, Vital Connect Wisconsin 2019. A webpage has been set up for reception reports and a survey of use of WWVNH. It is www.dodmars.org/home/WWV-survey, all lowercase. And the main page is also announced during the broadcast, which is www.dodmars.org. And there's more info about this at the nist.gov website about WWV. On April 19th, I discovered a surprise new time for World of Radio on WRMI, Friday at 22 UT on 9955. Thank you, Jeff. This becomes the first U.S. shortwave broadcast as long as I produce new shows in time, such as this one. And it's followed by another airing, UT Saturday at 0130 on 7780. And more broadcasts on 9955, Saturdays at 11:30 and 21 UT. And UT Sunday at midnight 30 on 7730. Free speech at WBCQ allows some left-wing broadcasters to be heard, two of them on at the same time. UT Sunday at 0100. On 7490 plus, there's Pirate Joe with his 3-hour shortwave Saturday night. And on 5130.5, more or less, it's the Lumpy Gravy Show with Larry, Will, and Jane. Apparently that aired at least last week, originally the previous night on 3265. Night and day frequencies continue to be reversed unpredictably at WTWW1. For example, April 23rd at 0558, 5830 was off and 9475 was still on but a barely audible carrier. April 24th at 1837, 5830 could barely be detected as 9475 was missing. Some of my medium wave DXing in the middle of the night around 05 to 06 UT on April 19th, all in Spanish. On 1060, I was hearing some praise music, direction finding pointing to Farwell, Texas, the 10 kilowatt supposedly directional daytimer KIJN. On 1420, super hype voice actors in Spanish with promos or ads and a central time check. I could not catch an ID except for an FM frequency, 106.3. This led to KBHS 1420 in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which, according to the WTFDA FM database, had been silent, but it's silent no more, thanks to mentioning its FM frequency. On 1630, I had Mexican music and Spanish from the Northwest, which rules out Mexico, had to be KRND, Fox Farm, Wyoming, and I did hear its slogan, La Jota Mexicana. By the way, where is Fox Farm anyway? It's hard to find on atlases. It turns out to be a suburb of Cheyenne, but the studio address is way off in Broomfield, Colorado, between Boulder and Denver. Venezuela non on 9955 WRMI, UT Sunday, April 21st at 0115, Acontecer Venezolano, which is incredibly the only clandestine broadcast concerning that country. The host started by making the case that there is a dispute between the Maduro faction and the harder-line Chavistas about how to proceed, and that the U.S. and Russia together are trying to organize some kind of transition. I wonder if he is imagining all this. Although Acontecer Venezolano has been on WRMI for a long time, there is no mention of it on the programming page. And there are only two scheduled times on the grid, the other one being UT Friday at midnight to midnight 15, also on 9955. I've not caught the name of the guy who does it, but he's obviously safely in exile. Ron Hart in California reports on Radio 1 ZNBC in Zambia on 5915. On April 17th, it was off the air after checking after 0254 UT, but on April 18th, from 0311, it was finally back with their normal format, he says. At 0415, a distinctive GoTV promo, 421, a call of the Fish Eagle, along with brief music before starting the news in vernacular. At 0459, ad and news in English, but was unreadable. This time of year, I'm seldom awake by sunrise here, which is 11:45 UT, but I was on April 25th, just in time, so checked the 9 kHz medium wave frequencies for any signs of trans-Pacific propagation, and I did hear a few, most seeming to come from down under rather than the Far East, by far the strongest on 1098 kHz from the west, which, of course, is the open carrier which V7AB in the Marshall Islands leaves on the air all night. Others, barely audible, I found on 864, 882, 1035, and 1548 kHz. The major North American DX convention this summer is sponsored by the International Radio Club of America and DeCalcomania. It'll be held September 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Courtyard by Marriott Seattle South Center in Tukwila, Washington, T-U-K-W-I-L-A. There's no charge for registration. The banquet will be paid for individually. The guest room rate is $109 plus tax, and rooms may be shared. The hotel is 2 miles east of SeaTac Airport. There's also an Amtrak station just northeast of the hotel. However, non-IRCA members will need to pay a convention registration fee of $25, but one can join IRCA for only $5 and never have to renew. More details and complicated web links for registration, etc., are in DX Listening Digest 19-16 via worldofradio.com. Mark Durenberger says IRCA Seattle is becoming a must-attend if you're interested in the latest DX practices and technologies, including hot-rodded portables and FSL antennas, ultralights, and airport-friendly super signal seekers. An expanded session will drill down into solid phasing methodologies. We'll learn of tools for prediction of over-the-pole medium wave reception and discover how they do DX in Japan. We'll share success of the Rockworks Adventurers and evaluate loops on the ground as simple stealth antennas, and planning group discussions as well. Please join us for learning and sharing. This was in IRCA DX Monitor of April 20th. As we get into May, time to be on the lookout for sporadic E-openings affecting HF and even VHF. A good pilot for this in eastern North America would be if you're hearing WRMI 21525 in the daytime, booming in instead of just barely audible, as usually the case here in Oklahoma. Also, check CB channels 27185 or 27025, as Steve McGreevy suggests, for signs of sporadic EDX. You'll find a pileup of CBers when this is happening, coming from beyond your local area. As for TVDX, it's nothing like it used to be in the USA, thanks to the digital transition, but there are a few analog stations on channels 2 through 6 still in Canada, and quite a few in Latin America. Of course, it's also possible to DX DTV stations in the US or Canada on the lower TV frequencies. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field reaching active levels, 27 April, May 1st, 2nd, and 7th, with A and K indices peaking at 14 and 4 on May 1st and 7th. In between, quiet periods of 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, and from May 8th onwards. Solar flux 69 through May 2nd, then climbing to a peak of 78 May 7th through 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1979.